Good morning and welcome to Community Connection. I'm Tom Davis. Coming up here in the future, I want you to just kind of envision this. Imagine if Community Connection was on TV. Well, of sorts it is. It's going to be coming to Facebook, and we're going to do Facebook Live on this here in coming dates. But right now we have with us here our friends from OKM Music. Brittany Burling is coming back. I didn't scare you off last week.
Nope.
And Marilyn Mim is with us today, too. Welcome. It's the first time I've had the chance to speak with you.
Good morning, and welcome to Bartlesville.
Well, thank you very much. So far, it has been just fantastic. And I got the tail end of the festival, but it was a great run, and we're finding that out a little bit about with the survey that you have out there. It's still ongoing. You're still collecting data.
We do have a survey, and we certainly encourage all of Bartlesville to participate in that so that they can help us continue the tradition of OKM Music, as well as always look for areas of improvement, want to keep the things that are important to our patrons and our guests. But we absolutely welcome folks to take that. They can certainly go to our Facebook page. If they will type in OK Mozart for our patron name, they can find the link to the survey on there. I would give it on the air. However, it's extremely long and has a series of numbers and letters. I don't think anybody would remember it, but it's easy enough to go to our Facebook page. And please take that survey. Your contribution, your thoughts, your comments, your participation are certainly welcome and very greatly appreciated. It only takes about 4 to 5 minutes to take the survey.
I noticed on one of the questions, who do you want back? It was some brass band out of Dallas, and they voted a lot of times. I don't know how that happened.
Dallas Brass, was actually, it was really funny. We've had a lot of people come up to us who attended the concert, who have been attending for 10 plus years. And this is the first year that we did not have a symphony out at a Woolla Rock. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to bring a smaller ensemble with Dallas Brass, smaller ensemble in size, by no way smaller ensemble in sound. Yeah. They were fantastic. They were hugely energetic. They were amazing. Yeah. Michael Levine is just a fantastic, not only leader of his group, but just a wonderful, accomplished musician. And they were so dynamic.
They were really good. And, at one point, the sun started going down. It started to get a little dark. And instead of ending the concert, they were just like, oh, we don't need our music. And they just stopped looking at the sheet music and just kept playing. Like, they just kept going. And it was just really incredible.
Well, logistically, you never know. The musicians have always been under the pavilion where there's a great deal of lighting. So this was the first year that we had actually put a stage in front of the pavilion. So we sort of didn't know what to expect. In talking with Michael and in sort of talking with our production guys, they decided with the time that the sun was going down not to have lighting because it was only going to be needed for about 3 minutes. And Mike was just super cool about it. He was like, oh, yeah, we already know our music. We'll be fine. Yeah. And they have already planned or would like to plan to come back next year. We have had a lot of positive feedback. Everyone seemed to really enjoy them. And we were blessed for probably some of the best weather that I've seen out there in 10 years. It was a little cloudy, which was perfect, a slight tiny breeze. And I would say the temperature must have been, by the time the sun went down, maybe 78 degrees, which is, can't get better than that.
Very, very good. We're talking with Marilyn Mim, and she's the chairman of the board, and also Brittany Burling, who's director of development here with the OKM Music. Now, Brittany, we were talking last week, and we just touched on this lightly, about the importance of our community collaborations here. And it's a little bit more than just painting the barn and putting on a show. You guys year-round are working it with everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So we try to make as many connections as we can throughout the community. It just makes for a stronger community. The arts, at OKM, we see the arts as being vitally important to our community. So the more that we can, involve everyone, I think the stronger we all are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a study from Princeton University entitled How the Arts Impact Communities. And they found that businesses and patrons who support the arts promote volunteerism in their organizations, in their families, maybe within their churches, maybe within an organization like the Boy Scouts. And through that volunteerism, getting connected, getting involved, it helps improve health, relieves stress, increases self-esteem, improves sense of belonging and community, improves skills, and increases the capital build for the community overall. We also find, just from talking to our patrons, talking to our business supporters, talking to the organizations we work with, that it also really develops a sense of community pride and really gives an investment for the community. So we know that organizations like OKM Music bring something special to a community, and we are super pumped to head into our 36th season and start those collaboration efforts all over again. And I don't know if Brittany wants to talk about some of our folks that we collaborate with.
Oh, yeah, well, you got a long list, don't you? And
Yeah, so we've partnered with a lot throughout the years. We've partnered with the Art Association, we've partnered with the Chamber of Commerce, the Choral Society, the Community Foundation, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, the library, the schools here in Bartlesville, the senior centers, the Symphony Orchestra, the Boy Scouts of America, the Boys and Girls Club, which I do have a slight little add-on there. Last time I was on the air, I made a slight mistake, so I would like to correct that. We were talking about some of the stuff that OKM has done in the past for our different collaborators, and I mentioned that we have brought instruments to the Boys and Girls Club. What I meant to say is that in the past we have brought instruments to the Salvation Army through the Salvation Army Conservatory.
Oh, okay.
So that's something we've done in the past. We're hoping to continue that. But for the Boys and Girls Club, we have brought several concerts. We had one last year. We had two this year, including a puppet show. So we are trying to actually get some instruments to the Boys and Girls Club. We're trying to get ukuleles, but that's going to be later on in the season. And if you'd like to make a donation to that campaign, feel free to do so. You can do so on okmmusic.org. So just a slight slip up from last time that I want to correct.
Don't worry about that. I think we're all going to be good. But I like the prospect of this ukulele thing. People will say, well, ukulele. I just take it from a guy who plays some stringed instruments. I play weekly, very weekly. The ukulele is just so much fun. And if you're a youngster, you just can't put it down. I mean, it's engaging, and it just helps you out in a lot of different ways. One, it keeps you out of trouble. Two, you feel a little bit better about yourself. And three, doggone it, it helps with your math skills, I found out, too.
We
don't ask me how, it just did.
We hope that we are able to purchase approximately 50 to 100 ukuleles that the Boys and Girls Club will then own, that they can let these kids check them out or however they want to run the program. We're also trying to provide some instructors that can come help maybe after school or during the summer be able to instruct the children on these ukuleles. Mm-hmm. The ukuleles are about $50 a ukulele, so anyone who wants to donate $50 to the cause, we would be so grateful. We are fast and furiously trying to raise that money so that we can get those for the kids and hopefully be able to coordinate with the Boys and Girls Club to put on that program sometime late summer or perhaps during the school year.
And, you know, when you talk about the ukuleles being at $50, we're not talking about the ones that you find at the Five and Dime, if they ever have a Five and Dime anymore. We're talking about the real instrument here that really produces just a fun sound.
These are quality instruments that will last a long time. They're the ones that are able to be tuned. They are a professional-grade starter ukulele. I need to emphasize they are a starter, but they are perfect, and we think the kids will have a really great time. When I go out and about, both in Bartlesville and in Tulsa, and I sort of frequent coffee shops or whatnot, it's so fun to see that I think the most popular instrument that I see kids on is a ukulele, and they'll just be sort of jamming in their own little world and exploring it and making wonderful sounds. And so that's why we, you know, for the Salvation Army, we have for the past couple of years taken violins, and I believe they even did some experimentation with recorders. We're hoping that through doing ukuleles, that will just be yet another diverse layer to the instruments that we're trying to introduce to our youth.
And when you talk about recorders, you're talking about the woodwind instrument.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because some folks say, well, you know, I got a Tascam back over there. One of these things I bought back in the 80s. No. These are actual instruments called the recorder that are a woodwind variety. We're speaking with Brittany Burling, the Director of Development and also PR, and also Mary Lynn Mim, the Chairman of the Board with OKM Music. Now, I got an education last week. Brittany told me what, you know, it was supposed to be OKM. It stood for Mozart, but now we're mostly everything, because we're exploring a lot of different genres, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We are exploring a lot of different genres. that sort of came about. It's an interesting thing when you've had something that has been standard for 33 years. It's sort of scary to embark on changes, and sometimes you meet that with resistance. But the reason that we did that is our mission has always been to bring quality music, musicians, and promote Oklahoma musicians to our community. The mission has never been exclusive to classical, and while we focused on classical, it became important to our community through surveys, through patrons reaching out to us, through the school system, different teachers maybe reaching out to us and saying, would it be possible if we had some jazz? Could we have some bluegrass? Could we have some country? And certainly we love classical at OKM Music, and we had a predominantly classical program at the festival. If you look at the musicians who came, we offered multiple classical concerts, but then we were also able to reach out and offer bluegrass. We were able to offer red dirt country. And so when you're able to do that, you just embrace a community in its entirety and hopefully energize and introduce to folks who maybe have never heard a group or children who have never heard a type of music. Mm-hmm. And so that became very important to us. And what's really cool is I have friends who I've grown up with here my whole adult life, growing up as an adult, but also growing up as a child. And they had never been to OK Mozart, but finally came to a concert because maybe they liked Wilson and Phillips, maybe they liked Steep Canyon Rangers. And so that's really exciting to see longtime residents of mm-hmm. Bartlesville who are now attending other events. And so we hope that while we have something for everyone, our classical supporters realize that we still appreciate, revere, and certainly still continue to promote the classical.
So we're not marginalizing Mozart. We're not divorcing Dvorak.
Right.
We are simply expanding and seeking out different sounds you touch on a lot of different cultures, too, mm-hmm. mostly American. When you talk about jazz, a lot of people say, wow. Yeah, birthplace right here, USA, all right? American
That's
made.
True. Yeah.
So, there are a lot of different influences that have branched out from classical music. And people would be surprised to find that, even in the classic, that's kind of the root of it all.
You know, and having said that, we did have a wonderful Celtic group, the Gothard mm-hmm. Sisters.
Yeah.
So we did try to bring some international flair. We also had Elena Martin and Jose Melaton, a wonderful Spanish piano duo. She is the composer for both of their ensembles. And so it was a beautiful, beautiful concert of just mm-hmm. Spanish mm-hmm. music. And then, of course, we had Cuarteto Latino Americano. So again, bringing a group from South America. So we had a little bit of everything. We certainly covered America, and we also covered a little bit of Europe and South America.
And Cuarteto Latino Americano actually won two Latin Grammys.
Grammys.
Wow.
Very, very well-known, very good group to have. So we were really excited to have them.
They were amazing, amazingly kind, amazingly gifted.
Yeah.
They loved Price Tower. So we were very excited to be able to put our artists. Exactly. All of our artists, we mm-hmm. were there when a few of them walked in and they were just in awe and like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. So again, another way that we try to community collaborate by showcasing beautiful iconic landmarks in Bartlesville.
One of the other things with collaboration, I think we touched on an introduction to songwriting for youngsters, too.
Mm-hmm. That's something that will hopefully be coming up here in the future with Brent Giddens, our resident, our artist in residence.
Yeah, I just met with Brent about 10 days ago. And we are looking at trying to put the curriculum together for songwriter workshop for children mm-hmm. and have asked Brent to maybe visit some of the schools. Go in. I know we spoke a little bit with Tri-County last semester about maybe bringing in a songwriter just to sort of talk to the kids about what that entails and what that looks like and how you do that, basically from the words to the music and how that all comes together. And then Brent actually had another really interesting conversation with the Woody Guthrie folks in Tulsa at their museum, and sort of maybe doing a collaboration with them as well and trying to outreach to the kids in Tulsa. So that was also something that was very pleasantly unexpected, but super welcomed.
sounds like that one's got legs.
Yeah, so, I think it could. Brent is a dedicated, long time. He's a father, he's a teacher, and he loves music. And so he wants to do everything he can to try to promote interest by youth in music and certainly help them and share his own experiences with them. So if they're interested in a career in music, he can sort of inspire them to take it off.
And, you know, music can go such a variety of different directions, too. As a young person banging around on a guitar, it was often told to young guys, if you knew three chords and you can say I love you in a poem and make it under 2 minutes and 35 seconds, you might be on American Bandstand. Well, hang on to that dream. There's a little bit more to it than that. You know, this is really nice because I know young kids are very, you know, appreciative of music, and to find out how it's made and how it's, you start out, some start with words and then they use the music to help tell the story. Some tell the story with music, with the music first, and then they fill in the words in order to complete their composition, much like a painting or something like that. So there are a lot of different ways to go, and it's amazing that we're getting started on something like this for people who are so young.
Yeah, I think it was really interesting to listen to Brent talk about his songwriting, what inspires him, then to listen to Ariel, and then to listen to Elena. And on the female side of the composers, it appeared to be very visual. They were in a place, they were sitting on a hillside, they were sitting at a cafe, and something that they saw truly inspired them. And so then the words and the music sort of came about. I think in talking to Brent, some with his collaborative efforts, maybe with other artists, and then as a solo artist, I get from him that it's more about life experience for him. And so he kind of draws on those life experiences to write some of his songs. And then sometimes I'll ask him, well, who's that about? And he'll say, not anyone I know. It's just a beautiful song. So I think when you're talented and you can write like that, it's fantastic.
Some of these people are able to put themselves in situations which they've never been in, and they're just able to craft a beautiful story that's set to music. And the rest, as they say, is a Grammy.
Right. Yeah, so. And our hope is to continue to promote Brent, but then also to inspire our youth so that they can pursue a passion. And, you know, we have a lot of interns that work for us throughout the year who certainly come to the festival, maybe collaborate through school programming during the school year. And it's so interesting to see the light bulbs go on for them, from maybe a musical aspiration to behind the scenes, to production, to marketing, just to see where maybe they could have a future career. We have a young lady right now who's done a fantastic job for us, Peyton Winter, who has been helping with all of our social media, and she did a great job, and it was a wonderful exposure for her during the festival, and she continues to work with us. I think she's getting ready to head off to OU, and I think might be looking at a degree in marketing or something similar to that. So we hope that her time at OKM has maybe inspired her or will give her some experience to draw from during her college time.
We were talking about other ways that we fit into the community last week, you know, and we're always looking for volunteers, correct?
Yes, we are always looking for volunteers, people who can help out either at a fundraising event or at the festival or anything in between. If you go on the website, there is a page where you can sign up for emails and that sort of thing, and we sort of draw a volunteer base from things like that. So we can always use people to help out. Oktoberfest is coming up, well, obviously in October, and we'll need a lot of people to help. We'll need people to help ticket. We'll need people to help sell merchandise. We'll need people to,
help set up.
tear down.
Do
everything. Pretty important.
And perhaps the biggest volunteer part of this, of all of it, is volunteering to help play in all of the games to make them fun. We have a plethora of games and we need lots of people to participate.
Yeah, so we can always use people to help out. So absolutely, we have that coming up. And also I wanted to say, you know, when it comes to the programming, I think all year round we pretty much have ideas that pop up that we are, you know, let's do this. And we have all this stuff that we want to do. And if people want to keep up with some of the programming that we're doing, they can. Like I mentioned, that newsletter, you can sign up on the website or you can follow our social media page. Or you can check out our website for just updates on all the stuff that we do in the community, because it's an ongoing project.
And as we draw to a close, what is the website and how can they find you?
It is okmmusic.org.
That easy!
That easy.
That easy. And we certainly want to welcome folks to either get on our website or come by and see us and tell us what you think, tell us what we can do, tell us how we can collaborate with you to make your life a little bit better.
All righty. From OKM Music, Brittany and Mary Lynn, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And
welcome to Bartlesville.
Oh, thank you. And you've been listening to Community Connection, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Let's face it, planning a funeral makes most of us a little uncomfortable. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home will help you plan ahead and save your loved ones the financial and emotional burdens of making decisions during a difficult time. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home is experienced and here to help plan services of all faiths, customs, religions, and traditions, including cremation. It only takes a few minutes to give your loved ones peace of mind for a long time to come. Call Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home today.
See Tim Howell and his professional staff at Bartlesville's finest funeral home.